Last year, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson visited East St. Louis to announce the federal government was ending its oversight of the city's public housing authority. The decision to hand control back to local officials after 30 years was seen as a vote of confidence in the housing authority head and mayor. For this week's Illinois Issues, Molly Parker examines the challenges that remain for the city and the nearly one quarter of its residents who live in public housing. I talked with Parker about what she found. Molly, you've reported that one reason the federal government decided to end its oversight of East St. Louis's housing authority is because of a renewed trust in local officials, particularly Director Mildred Motley. Here's Motley speaking at that event with HUD Secretary Ben Carson.
I've got about 30 years experience in public housing. And of all those years and days, today is the day that is the best day, the most exciting day, the most rewarding day.
Despite the optimism we heard at that fall announcement, the Housing Authority is facing a lot of challenges. You talked with a few residents. How did they describe their living situation?
There are a lot of concerns that they have. The buildings are old, so there are, again, a lot of maintenance needs. And because there are so many needs, a lot of the Housing Authority can't get to all of them right away. They have problems with infestation pretty regularly. And in some of the older complexes, they have problems with gun violence, which congregates around the housing. When I talked to Mildred Motley about that, the executive director, she said it's not necessarily people who live in the housing. It's other people coming in and causing problems. They work with city police officers and the city police department. But again, resources are just stretched extremely thin in East St. Louis.
The Housing Authority needs a lot of cash to overhaul those apartments and other housing developments. What have been some of the challenges to attracting that capital or those dollars that are needed?
I think it's twofold. One is, as Ms. Motley says in the article, this constant squeeze on public housing authorities is nothing new. It's been going on for a number of years where the amount of money the federal government is allocating for capital repairs, it's not enough to keep up with the upgrades that are needed, in part because as buildings get older, they require more money to make them adequate. And in the meantime, the money's being cut. The Trump administration has proposed cutting $6 billion from HUD. Now that those numbers have softened during budget negotiations, but still, you know, it's going to be a tough year for housing authorities. On the other hand, they are asking them to go out and attract private capital, and that has worked well in a variety of forms. And there's all sorts of tools that HUD has developed to help housing authorities and other multifamily property developers and owners to go out and do these public-private partnerships. But you have a challenge in a place like East St. Louis that is so economically depressed. It's sort of a chicken or egg thing. You know, which comes first? Do you bring in the private business development and build up this community first in order to attract better housing? On the other hand, if you don't have adequate housing, if you don't have adequate schools and all those things that go along with that, it's really difficult to bring new business in.
We've seen another public housing crisis in Southern Illinois over recent months in Cairo, and you've covered that extensively. What are some of the similarities and differences between what's going on in Cairo and what's going on in East St. Louis?
Cairo and East St. Louis share a lot of similarities. They are both predominantly African-American communities. They both sit on riverfronts. They both have suffered from decades of population loss due to changing economics, deindustrialization, and also racism. I think there's no question that in Cairo and East St. Louis, you're seeing the effects of things like redlining, disinvestment, those things that historical racism have long-term consequences. In Cairo, you've seen the backlash over HUD's decision to move about 400 residents from two failing public complexes there. And so, you know, I think nobody wants to see what would happen and what sort of backlash there would be if it comes to a point. And that point may not be tomorrow, it may not be next year, but there will become a point where the housing in East St. Louis will fail as well. And imagine moving several thousand people from a city that they don't want to leave. So I know a lot of people are working to address these challenges. I think Cairo is a cautionary tale for East St. Louis and many other communities in our region.
That was Molly Parker talking about public housing in East St. Louis. Parker is a reporter for the Southern Illinoisan. You can find her full piece now at nprillinois.org. I'm Mary Hansen.